Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Happy Monday. Let's get our heads right. I am Woodsy. I'm glad to be alive. Barely made it today. I'll explain in a moment after the intros. Good morning to our executive producer, Paul P.T. Reindl. Good morning, Paulie.
Oh, saw a nasty accident yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
God, be careful out there, everybody.
Got there before the cops did.
Yeah.
Like, it had just happened, and everyone's slowly driving by.
Roads are slick. Very slick this morning. Speaking of slick, our co-host and friend Benjamin Higgins. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning. What's the opposite of slick? I'm not slick.
Dry?
Yeah, I guess that
dry.
Would be.
Yeah.
I am dry.
You can be.
I'm a dry. I'm an
slick.
Acquired taste. You know, I'm not overly sweet.
No. I'm an acquired taste. You are very palatable. Okay, that's fairly obvious.
I feel like everyone's tuning in for one reason this morning.
Yeah,
they want to get our reaction to the trade yesterday.
Well, the good thing for us is we have 3 hours.
Yeah,
to
that's
get
what
there.
I was going to say. Cool your jets,
yeah.
Everybody. We'll get to it, but again, we've got 3 hours, so we can't just throw it all at you in the first 4 minutes and then say, let's call it a day.
We
we're
do
good.
That a lot.
Where yeah,
we
do.
We come in here, we're like, bleh, 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 and then at 8:15, I'm like, what are we going to do? We have nothing to talk about. And we sit here and go,
just replay that 6:15 spot.
Yeah, it's very strange. Well,
So be patient, everybody.
Yeah, be patient.
We will definitely, absolutely give you more than you can possibly handle of trade talk, just not in the first 4 minutes
of
the show.
Kudos to AJ Preller, number one, quickly, for taking the focus off of the absolute turds the last two games of the Marlins series, and we can get into those as well. You're not off the hook, Padres, at all. Like, I'm not letting you off the hook for those two games. I'm embarrassed this morning. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive, Benjamin, as I woke up this morning. Well, first of all, my sweet, sweet little angel Bo is home with the flu. It's our first foray into parenthood flu day. And I say our, I mean my wife, Hannah, who woke up at 11:30 last night. Don't think she's been back to bed. Was with him all night. The pan was brought out. We all know the pan. The vomit pan.
Yes.
Right. And so I was in the funny thing is I was telling him like a week ago about how his grandmother, my mom, Gabby, used to bring the pan out to vomit in if you got sick. And sure enough, I walked out this morning at 4:15, 4:30. My wife's laying on the couch, rubbing his sweet little blonde hair. He's laying there shivering, watching iPad, sucking his thumb. I go, what happened? And she said, he's been up throwing up since 11:30 last night. And I go, is it coming out the other? And she said, no, it's just vomit right now. Two sets of sheets already. He's vomited through. My poor, poor baby. So I made some pork chops last night that were a little suspect, I think. And I was like, was it my pork chops? She's like, no, I ate them. You ate them. And he has a fever. So he's really, really not doing well. So I was really bummed this morning when I saw that.
We used to do a like a little waste basket with like a liner. So you
can just
pull it out, toss it. And it's
probably
gone.
Smarter. Yeah. But we have these big stainless steel silver bowls. So he's been vomiting in that all morning. So it's been really good. Really strong start to the week. So then I'm driving in this morning.
Welcome back to the world, everybody, of human interaction.
Right.
Well, we've so craving it for a year and a half. But, of course, this is what you get.
When you get
lots of humans back together again. It may not be COVID if you're all vaccinated, but there's a whole bunch of other diseases we can all still get.
Well, so he went to the goat farm yesterday, was playing with goats. And I'm like, I wonder if he has goat flu, if that's a thing. So there's a lot of things going through my head. But I'm driving in this morning, and as soon as I got on the 5, Benny, I was like, dude, okay, it's raining. It was coming down pretty good. The roads were very, very slick already. So I, being prudent, for once in my life, decided I'm just going to go 60 in the slow lane. My car is not the best in the rain. Really, really no cars are. And I'm just kind of cruising. And then, sure enough, I see a guy hauling ass in the second from the fast lane to my left. And then he locks up, panics, jerks the wheel. He goes 6 feet in front of my car this morning and into the ditch off the 5. And I'm like, well, have a nice day, buddy. And I just kept going. But I was 6 feet from, I'm not going to say death. My airbags would have blown up in my face, though. I would have totaled my car. Like, there's no question it would have been a rough, rough morning for me this morning. So, bro, I'm just happy to be here this morning. It's a weird energy already. And let's just try to get through this thing.
Glad you made it safely. It's funny. I don't remember a lot from my driver's training at age 15. But one thing that has always stuck with me was when they said, it's always obviously slick when it rains. Yep. Anyone can figure that out. But they always said, when it rains and it hasn't rained for a long time, that's going to bring all of that oil up from the roadway the first time. So that first, like, 30 minutes to an hour after it starts raining for the first time in, you know, weeks or months, the roads are going to be the absolute slickest. So that's when you need to be the most careful. So keep that in mind this morning if you're heading out on the roadways, especially, you know, in an area where it's just starting to, those thunder showers coming up.
Yeah, man, it was really, really dicey, and I'm happy to be here. Nothing like getting kicked in the nuts like that first thing in the morning to kind of wake you up and go, okay, yeah, I may be like in a bad mood or something. I made it. At least I'm alive. I got to, you know, it really could have been a bad scene this morning. I hope that person's okay. I wouldn't go 95, though. I wouldn't. You kind of reap what you sow there, but I'm glad they're okay. It didn't look like there was going to be, you know, it didn't roll over, but it was well on its way to a rollover, and then it hit that ditch and kind of stopped. And, you know, part of me wondered, should I go back and help? And then I was like, what am I going to do? I'll probably get hurt worse if I stop, run back in the rain. It didn't, like I said, didn't look like they didn't hit anything except a ditch. Hopefully they're okay. Thanks for almost killing me this morning, but yeah, it was a little dicey. It's been a dicey morning so far.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here. It would have been sad if you hadn't been able to make it to the show on my last day before vacation. Just a reminder to everyone that I'm out after today for a week as I go out on a family vacation with my wife's family. And I wanted to thank all of our listeners who reached out last week after hearing my story about worrying about whether I'd be able to get my son, who just turned 18, onto an airplane because he has no government-issued ID. And here's the update. After going to the DMV a couple of weeks ago, we still did not get the real ID has not arrived in the mail.
Oh,
no.
God.
No, and Shelly was afraid she was going to have to just get in the car and drive all the way up to Washington. However, after the show on Friday, Shelly called and said, I don't know if I can face that drive, you know, 25, 30 hours.
No way.
Just by myself with our son who doesn't drive. I said, let me go down to Lindbergh Field. I will talk to someone in authority at TSA.
Did you tell them who you were?
Get the real story. I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not. I was just Joe Q passenger.
Just a regular guy like
who
us.
Said, just, I tried to be extra friendly and polite.
You put your pants on one leg at a time, just like they do.
I do.
Yeah.
And we had a nice conversation with Frank, TSA supervising agent Frank at Terminal 1.
This sounds like Plugola, Paulie, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah.
Well, it is in terms of hopefully Frank deserves a promotion or a bonus or something for his friendly customer service. Not something that the Transportation Security Administration is always necessarily known for. Yeah. Is there great customer service? But he was terrific. He explained to me, yes, if you can arrive a little bit early, bring a little extra documentation, birth certificate, we've got that. You know, piece of mail with his name on it, an address on it from your family. If you've got a school ID or a bank card or something, that could help as well. Give us an extra 15, 20 minutes. We will be able to get him on the airplane if everything checks out.
That's fantastic. All right, so. That is fantastic. That's a great idea. Just head to the source.
Yeah.
Right? Just go to the source.
I just went to the source.
Just go to the source. That's it. Always the best plan of attack. I think we should let everybody know what we have coming up today. Obviously, we're going to break down the trade that went down yesterday. We're going to break down the three games since we've been gone. They won one. They lost two. Pretty disappointed in Saturday night's performance, though there's some extenuating circumstances.
I would say
there.
Of the two losses, there's definitely more of a wiggle room for forgiveness.
Correct.
For Saturday.
Yep.
Due to the just atrocious umpiring that went on during that game.
Just one of the worst displays you'll ever see. I've got a lot of thoughts about that. I'm sure you can probably, if you're driving in your car and you've listened to us for any length of time, you'll know what exactly I'm going to say. I was pretty livid about it Saturday. Yesterday, though, was an absolute, It was an absolute embarrassment, and there's just, you got to be better than you were yesterday. You just have to be. So we'll talk about that. We had a huge, huge show outing that we all went to together with our friends, the Stewarts, on Saturday night. That was legendary. Legendary night out for the program. We're going to break that down at 7. And we've got our normal features. Benny, don't do this. Look, and we are also going to be monitoring Twitter like crazy. I've got my DMs went crazy last night with 3 or 4 people letting me know kind of what may be going on behind the scenes.
I saw that you did the old, I've got info, but I'm not necessarily sharing it with all of you tweet.
I don't.
You know how cruel that is, right?
Yeah.
Like to make it seem as though you know something the rest of us don't know.
You know what's funny? Anybody that DM'd me and asked me, I told them.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought about texting you and asking you.
Did you think I was BSing?
No, I just thought, all right, well, I mean, if he really had something good, he would contact me on his own. I shouldn't have to text him and ask him what the big scoop is. If he's got a really big scoop, I should be the first person he tells. And since he didn't text me, I kind of thought, oh, he's overblowing some very minor information for a little clout on Twitter
right now. No, I don't care about clout on Twitter, Benny. I got 7 people that asked me, hey, what do you know? And I told them exactly what I'd heard. I don't know anything, right? I get these all the time, and it's usually the usual suspects. Now, I will say this. Sometimes they're very wrong. Sometimes they're pretty accurate. So
I think it's a little more, I don't want to say dangerous is not the right word, but because we do know people who absolutely are in the know.
Absolutely.
You know, in the front office, you know, all the way up to AJ Preller, ownership, people will assume that our sources are much better than their sources, and sometimes they are.
And most of the time, they're not.
And sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're similar to, you know, sources that may just be what a regular fan might know because you know someone who knows somebody.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't know. I don't know what where we're coming from with you on this Monday morning.
But like I said, the people that DM'd me last night, now don't DM me now. I just got 2 DMs. I'm working. You guys missed your chance. But like I was saying, we're going to be monitoring Twitter like crazy today because, you know, I'm fully expecting another Ken Rosenthal tweet or a Jeff Passan tweet, Benny, in the next 24 hours or so. I really am. He's not done. AJ's not done. This is not the last move that the Padres are going to make. They're not just going to roll through without addressing pitching and relief pitching. It's going to happen. I mean, they're going to add pieces in the next week.
I mean, there's never any guarantee of anything. They're certainly trying to make it happen. It takes 2 to tango. Yep. So if you can't come to an agreement with you can't force another team to give you someone they don't want to give you. So if they decide not to play ball with AJ Preller, there is always that possibility. But I will guarantee and assure you that AJ Preller is working very diligently on trying to address the pitching concerns for the Padres before the trading deadline on Friday.
I will tell you this, if you, a little teaser, the name that I heard last night had nothing to do with pitching, and I'll leave it at that.
Ooh.
Not
all
a pitcher.
Right. Now okay. I'm surprised. I was thinking, is it a Scherzer? We heard a lot of Scherzer talk yesterday. I don't know how much of that is true and how much of it is not true.
Mike Hawk tweeted out that they were close to a deal. Mike Hawk.
He looked, I saw that Twitter account, looked like some sort of established reporter on the baseball circuit somewhere, over in D.C. or something?
Mike Hawk.
I was like,
he still doesn't get it.
Is he all getting it? Should we get Mike Hawk on the show at some point? I mean, he's starting to gain some traction. Maybe he knows something.
Why are you saying Mike Hawk so slowly is what I want to know.
Mike Hawk.
Just call him Michael.
How about this guy? Phil Ascio also tweeted yesterday.
No, he is a real person, isn't he? No.
I was getting
some intel.
I think it's pronounced Accio.
Oh, Phil Accio.
Phil Accio.
Freaking idiots out there.
I was getting
some
good intel from MLB insider Hugh Jass.
Hugh Jass is really good. Dixie Normus.
See, now I fell for that one.
I
fell for that one once. But now I'm wise to your shenanigans.
Yep. Mike Hawk dropping the hammer last night on Twitter. A fun night on Twitter. It used to make me really upset and when people would try to like coup d'etat you. And now I look at it and I'm like, I love this. This is more. Give me more eyeball emojis. I think it's fantastic because the reason I do, we know our GM is awesome. We know he's going to improve the team. I think you'll see a lot of GMs stand pat. But A.J. Preller's never been afraid to pull the trigger on a move, and he made a big one last night.
Do we like the trade from last night? We'll give you our thoughts coming up next when we come back, at least initial thoughts, plus get Daily Diddy selection. I get to have one going out to vacation, so I thought I'd take one that I thought would be very appropriate for today.
I have so many guesses on what this may be, and I feel like I know what it is.
There's no chance you've guessed this one.
We'll
find out what it is coming up next. Just getting started. Glad to have you with us. Monday morning with Ben and Woods. Let's welcome Kelly Danick back. Check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is not the
Is this a first? Have I stumped Stephen Woods on my Diddy selection?
It's like vague.
How about that one? A little deeper track than I'm that I will usually drop you with on our daily Diddy.
Who is it?
This is Oingo Boingo. Stay, because I figured you'd want me to stay for just one more day if I could.
Yeah,
you're going to miss me.
And we are going to miss you. I was talking to Paul about it yesterday. We were running through kind of the rundown today, and I go, I'm not going to lie. Like, a day here, a day there is fine. I said, but this is like, we have like six shows that we have to plan while Benjamin is gone. And there's a lot. I don't know if you guys know. There's a lot of business that we need to tend to on our show. Ben does all the business. I love our clients. I loathe doing the business part of it, though.
Yeah, we're the mullet. I'm the business in the front, and Woods is the party in the back.
Exactly right. Our show is like a mullet.
What's Paul then? I don't even know. He's the hairdresser.
Yeah, Paul's the hairdresser. That's exactly
the
right.
Comb.
The comb.
The comb.
Kentucky waterfall. Ben is the top. I am the long, flowing, greasy locks in the back. It's very, very good metaphor.
All right. We've made everyone wait 26 minutes, Woods. I think we should start to at least dip our toe into thoughts on yesterday's trade. It was announced after the game yesterday. I don't know if the Padres have officially. It's been reported, but I haven't seen an actual like release from the Padres, so that probably will come at some point later today, but it certainly has been reported and confirmed. The Padres acquiring infielder and outfielder Adam Frazier from the Pittsburgh Pirates in exchange for three prospects, Tucapita Marcano, Jack Sawinski, and Michael Miliano, a single-A pitcher. The Padres also going to get some cash that will pay most of Frazier's salary for this year. Now, Frazier still has one more year left of team control, which would be another arbitration year in which the Padres would control his rights in 2022. So Frazier, an all-star, of course, this year in 2021, started the game representing the Pirates right there in the middle of the infield with Fernando Tatis Jr. And theoretically, if the Padres so choose, they could now line up an infield that features nothing but 2021 National League all-stars from one side to the other, if they would like to do a Cronenworth, Frazier, Tatis, Machado infield.
Pretty fantastic, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's pretty fantastic. I can't believe that I didn't see. Actually, I can believe. I thought it would be 100% thumbs up, you know, vote across the board. I didn't see that. You rarely do, right? You rarely see. Unless it's a literal bag of balls for like a Max Scherzer, or, you know, stock my soda machine will give you Max Scherzer, you're going to get 100% on that one. And there would be some edgelord out there that said, I don't know, it's a lot to give up for Max Scherzer. He's owed a lot of money. Probably you, to be honest, Ben, because, you know, you don't like spending the team's money. I know that.
But they're not spending any money
correct.
Here, really.
They're getting money.
They're getting money.
They're
in
getting
this
money
deal.
Back. They're getting an all-star.
They're getting a good player. And I think pretty much everyone that I've seen in the know has generally liked the deal. They've also liked the deal for the Pirates. They felt like they're getting fair value. However, the Padres aren't giving up anything that is extremely critical in their minor league system in a position of need that they're going to be like, boy, I wish we, you know, a couple of years, wish we had Tucapita Marcano to play short. Now, he's, you know, they're pretty much blocked going forward. So they were going to have to trade Marcano at some point,
yeah,
get some value for him. They have chosen to cash in that chip now in the form of Adam Frazier.
The best way I saw to sum it up was Marcano is what they Frazier is what they think Marcano can become in Pittsburgh. Okay, so give me the proven Frazier, and I'll give you the Frazier to be.
Right.
Right?
And
I mean, essentially.
And it makes sense for the Pirates, though, because they could have 6 years
of
Marcano versus the Padres having only one more year of control over Frazier. But the Padres want to win
now,
and the Pirates have no chance of winning now. They're hoping at some point in the future to win. So it really is one of those deals that does make some sense for both teams.
So credit to Marcano, obviously. I mean, look, he was up, I think, 50 plate appearances at the big league level, batted, you know, .182. Didn't really do a whole lot of anything. Goes down to AAA and tears it up pretty good so that you can flip him for some value. And that's exactly what happened. And I couldn't be happier about this deal, Ben. Now, the other thing that you saw yesterday, a lot of hand-wringing about, well, where's he going to play? Where is he going to play? Does that mean, are they going to trade Crow? Is Hosmer on his way out? And what I would say to that is we're going to have to wait to see how it all plays out, because it rarely is just a one-and-done move with A.J. Preller. So I do expect other chips to fall. And let's say that no other position players go, right, from the 26-man roster. And you're going to have to figure out where he's going to play and when. And if that means Hosmer's got to sit and Crow plays some first, Frazier plays second, he's a really good second baseman, too. I mean, we now have two really good second basemen, but Frazier has played some outfield as well. He can spell Will Myers. He can spell Tommy Pham. He could. I don't know if he could spell Trent Grisham, but at least in the lineup, you know, I think there's going to be plenty of ABs for him.
I agree. I think there's no reason to not have good players on your roster.
Correct.
There could be an injury tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the Padres will be in desperate need of a starter. Hopefully not. Hopefully it is a problem for Jace Tingler to have to decide, well, do I sit Will Myers today, or do I sit Eric Hosmer today, or does Jake Cronenworth need a blow, or is Adam Frazier coming off the bench on a particular day? I'm sure that will happen at times as well. And any of those days, that immediately, of course, strengthens your bench as well. You've got a great option coming off in late innings to go with Jurickson Profar and Ha-Sung Kim as well, who aren't going to be going anywhere either unless they're part of a trade that comes up in the next week.
And it's funny because you think about the teams, the World Series winning teams, or the really competitive teams the last few years, and you think about the Cubs, right? And they had the Ben Zobrist type. You know, Ben would play left field, then he would go play second, then he would play first, whatever. It's very valuable. Now, we happen to now have like four of those guys that can play, you know, anywhere, can hit anywhere in the lineup. That's a good problem to have. Was anytime you can get a guy, Benny, that's got, you know, the most hits in the big leagues right now. I think he's second in average. And you didn't have to give up really any of your top prospects. It's a no-brainer for me.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by the Golf Mart. Now, there is one thing I don't love about the trade, and I will tell you what that is coming up. We'll also start going back to the weekend of games in Miami. Not the most pleasant of discussions for Padres fans, of course, but we'll get to that coming up. Stay tuned. More of Ben and Woods right after this on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Star of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Vons and Albertsons bring you savings on local produce like California-grown red or green seedless grapes, juicy and sweet, and just 88 cents a pound with a just-for-you digital coupon on VonsandAlbertsons.com. Now through July 27th.
I really need you to step up your flub game today for the flub, because it's going to be all me on Friday.
Right. If I'm not here, you can't add to my flub. So if I can get through like a perfect show today,
yeah, 100%.
I can have a flubless week.
Yeah, a new flubless week. I mean, it's mostly you anyway on the flubs of the
right,
week.
Right, right.
That said, it's going to be me all week. Me and Paulie. Paulie rarely bangs himself. In that regard.
Almost never.
Right.
You call him out for it, right. And then he has to.
Yeah, then he's got to.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
That's fair enough.
I don't club.
What's a decision?
Yeah, what is a decision?
all right,
you
I will
play
tell
this game, Ben?
I will. No, I don't want to play this game at all.
Visit SDCC.
No! Don't want to play this game. Cancel game. Game canceled.
Game canceled.
Back to trade talk, and I will tell you what I didn't like about yesterday's deal for Adam Frazier after this check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, we will be keeping our eye out this morning for any more breaking news on 97.3 The Fan. It's powered by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. All right, here's what I didn't like about the trade. And it's not that I thought the Padres gave up too much value or took on too much money or that Adam Frazier doesn't have an established position to play with the Padres. The only quibble that I've got with the deal, Woods, this doesn't put the Padres over the top.
No.
I don't even think it's a move that in and of itself will allow them to catch either the Giants or the Dodgers.
It's a great point.
In the NL West.
It's a great point.
It makes them better, no doubt. I like having Adam Frazier helps an offense that obviously was struggling this past week. But Adam Frazier is not the final piece of the puzzle. He's not Seth Smith from years ago that Padres fans like to point out was the final piece of the puzzle. He wasn't, by the way.
No, not even close.
Spoiler alert. But neither is Adam Frazier in my mind. So that's my one reservation. Great move. Doesn't really make this team appreciably better by leaps and bounds in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, look, the versatility that he gives you is phenomenal. And you have to think down the road, you know, if you get it, let's say you get to a World Series, right? I mean, having a lefty bench, righty glove, he can play, you know, infield, can play outfield.
Hits well against left-handers,
yeah,
even though he is a left-hander, which is something the Padres have struggled with. I mean, there's definitely good reasons to add an Adam Frazier to the lineup.
Here. No question. I think he's 299 against lefties, 333 against righties. It's a great move. There's no doubt about it. It is a phenomenal move. You gave up some potential for a very established major leaguer who fits right in. I mean, he fits right into the team. He's kind of the gritty type player, you know, that whole thing. And again, versatile. He's going to fit right in the lineup, no problem. I love the move, but you're right. It's not one that you look at and say, all right, here we come. Now, if you go get a Max Scherzer or a Craig Kimbrell or somebody else, you know,
plus Adam Frazier.
Oh my God.
Could that put the Padres over the top? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, maybe it's one part of the puzzle that gets solved. Also, and yeah, you know, I just had this, I don't know why this thought struck me as I was driving in this morning, but Adam Frazier to me is the kind of guy that ends up being like World Series MVP.
There's no doubt about
it. You know,
it.
I mean, yeah. not he's not David Eckstein. He's better than David Eckstein was, but he just feels to me like that guy who comes through and hits like 480, you know, during the World Series because he gets a lot of hits and he gets on base a ton. He's hitting 324, 388 on base percentage. You mentioned the defense. That means he's got a WAR over 3 at this point. That's fairly elite at this point in the season. I mean, he deserved to be at the All-Star game. He wasn't the token selection of the Pirates. I think a lot of people thought, oh, token selection of the Pirates. No, he absolutely deserved to be at the All-Star game for how he's played this year.
Yeah, no question. Going to be reunited with a couple of former Pirates. He's been there a long time. He's going to be reunited with Joe Musgrove, Mark Melancon, and he knew each other when Melancon was a Pirate as well. Great fit. I mean, it's just a great fit for the team, and it's another weapon in the Swiss Army knife, Ben. It's the toothpick, you know, that you pull out the top. It's the toothpick of the Swiss Army knife.
I never used that particular tool because once you use it once, you know, I like disposable toothpicks, not the ones that fold back into the Swiss Army knife.
I used my toothpick.
Did you?
I never used the
Did
scissors.
Did you then wash the Swiss Army knife? Right. No, exactly. Come that's, on. That's the thing. No, no, there's bacteria all over your toothpick.
I mean, I was like 12.
Right.
What did I care about bacteria, right? But
gingivitis.
I really didn't use my Swiss Army knife. I wasn't ever really
Does
handy.
Anyone or, actually, like other than MacGyver, like, use their Swiss Army knife?
No.
I'm sure there's people out there driving, I use my Swiss Army knife all the time. Congratulations, sir or ma'am. You're a better person than I am.
I'd like to get a new Swiss Army knife. See how the technology
you
has
know,
changed.
You know, like when I need a screwdriver, do you know what I use?
A screwdriver.
A screwdriver.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When I need a knife, you know what I do?
A knife.
I go into the drawer, I get a knife.
Get a knife.
That's I mean, I, knife. I don't carry them all with me all the time, which means, yes, sometimes I wish I had a knife right now. And like everyone else, I go, I guess I'll do it later.
Rarely have I been like, man, I wish I had a toothpick in
this
my
is
knife.
A knife.
I wish I had a toothpick in my knife. No, I mean, look, I can't wait to see this guy in you know, Padres. Brown and gold, great fit. Very, very good move for A.J. Preller. So far, so good.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, let's go back in time. We had three games over the weekend. The Padres obviously took the first game of the series on Thursday. We talked about it on Friday. And then on Friday, they go out and make it 2-for-2. In Miami, another very similar game in which they kind of held on by the skin of their teeth, you know, clinging, get an early lead, then give most of it up, cling to a one-run lead for most of the game, and finally get the job done. Joe Musgrove pitched six innings, the second straight quality start after Blake Snell did so in the first game of the series. And I kind of felt after Friday, Woods, everyone was like, all right, turning the corner a little bit. The pitching's getting a little bit better.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're going a little bit longer. They let him gut it out.
Yeah, I mean, I was starting to think, okay, sweep and maybe a little winning streak to bring home to San Diego and maybe even be within, you know, two or three games of first place if for the Giants, if everything goes well. And, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking going into the weekend.
Yeah, I was right there with you, man. I thought that Friday night was a really good example of what this team's capable of. I thought getting those insurance runs late were just massive, and they held on no problem, 5-2 victory. Musgrove gets the dub, Melancon gets the save, his 30th save of the year, looked phenomenal. So
what a savvy pickup by A.J. Preller.
Extremely
I know that
savvy.
There's been some nervous moments and people were
but
kind of jumping off the Melancon bandwagon just like a week ago. But the last two or three outings, he's been really lights out again. And 30 saves is nothing to sneeze at. He's contributed a ton to the Padres this season.
Yep. So, yeah, you feel him really good. You win the first two games of the series. Both pitchers going past five, going six. And you're like, okay, now we're on the right track. And then
you're feeling really good when the Saturday game starts. And Fernando Tatis Jr. smacks his 30th home run of the season to join the 30-20 club here in July. I mean, what an incredible year for Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, we don't need to say it. You know it already. And then Ryan Weathers hits his first career home run.
Bomb.
What a moment.
Just bomb. Dead center. 421. His bomb went further than Tatis's bomb. That is a good feeling for that young man. Still want the DH, though, by the way.
Just you know, it's funny because, we saw the Daniel Camarena Grand Slam earlier this season, which was an incredible moment for a pitcher. Because, you know, relief pitcher, first career hit, everything that went along with that. Felt like Weathers enjoyed his even more, though. Camarena almost, like, blacked out. Weathers, as he was coming around, you could see the anticipation going, I'm going to get to wear the swag chain. It's like rounding 30. It's like his eyes just get light and his smile.
Like Manny
just
standing at the top
widens,
of the stairs. Looked
you know.
Like he was putting the swag chain on his own child.
I know. It was so great. It was so great.
It really was. And you're thinking, okay, here we go. They're on their way to a fourth straight win, plus leading in the suspended game. Here is all the momentum. This is what we're looking for. They're turning the corner. This is the beginning of a great 2-month push right maybe to a division title and, you know, a playoff in October.
You know, a couple things jumped out at me from that game, besides the umpiring, which we will get to. You know, the Manny error gives up a run. You know, that's one of those where you're like, I mean, it's so rare. It's so rare. Let's pick him up. Tim Hill coming in, not being able to get the job done. Again, extremely, extremely rare. You felt a little bit snake that night, and especially once the ump show started. And it started with Fernando Tatis Jr., okay? I believe it was a 3-2 curveball, and it was two balls outside, and he couldn't believe it. He was absolutely incensed by that call for very good reason. It was the most little league frame job you've ever seen at the big league level. The guy was just trying to pull it back, and Eddings rings him up, and Fernando's like, you got to be kidding me, man. That ball's off the plate. And then all hell broke loose. I mean, the Padres, and you know, man, I go both ways on this. There's a part of me that thinks, so what? We're a better team. Like, be better than, don't let that guy steal your joy, right? But it is, hitting a baseball is so effing hard. And when you're up there grinding out at bats like the Padres were trying to do, I mean, Will Myers struck out on three strikes that weren't strikes, and that makes it really
Ha-Sung
difficult.
Kim, the pitches that he took that were so high and outside, I mean, I never see any umpire call strikes on the big league level.
Hey, listen,
on pitches like that.
And if you have a crap day, that's okay. Everybody's entitled to a crap day. It was blatantly obvious that this guy had a bone to pick. He had an axe to grind, Ben, with the San Diego Padres after they started chirping from the dugout. And you look at that and you go, man, that's just massively unprofessional. He was getting, like, when he would punch somebody out, he would look to the dugout, you know, like, see, look at the power that I have. Look what I can do. I can control this game, just me. So you better get up here and swing, because if you don't, I'm going to ring you up. It was extremely unprofessional. The numbers that I saw, and Ben, you told me this, but when we met Saturday night, 17 missed calls, 15 against the Padres. That
now, every umpire misses a handful of ball strikes.
If it's pitches, 17 missed calls and 9 against the Padres, 8 against the Marlins, you can live with that. You absolutely can live with that. It was not the case. And the constant ripping the mask off, looking into the dugout, saying, what are you going to do? Is garbage.
I get the argument about how you can't let the umpire affect you and you have to rise above. Champions rise above things like that that go against them. And there is some truth to that. At the same time, you get 27 outs in a game. If you have, you know, four of them taken away from you because you didn't swing at a ball and you got called out regardless, that's hard to put together rallies. I mean, that's, you know, that's two or three innings worth of extra outs that really make it hard to put together a rally. So there were some extenuating circumstances on Saturday night. Tommy Pham got ejected. Maybe the most surprising stat of the weekend for me. Tommy Pham got ejected for just the second time in his career, and Skip Schumacher got ejected for the first time ever as a player or a coach in his Major League Baseball playing and coaching career.
Let's talk about the ejection. We have some time.
Yeah.
I got into it pretty good with a multitude of people about Tingler not getting ejected. And while if it were me, I would be ejected. I would have gotten ejected. I would have been ejected in like the first call on Fernando, right? I thought Jace did a good job in that sense of not getting run, because the more I saw Eddings and the more I saw the way he handled himself, Benny, I thought to myself, if he gets run, everybody's going to get run. I think Jace stayed there for that reason, to try to protect guys, and he jumped in front of Kim. Now, he wasn't as vociferous as I would have been. He didn't raise his voice probably as much as I would
have
done.
Well, you know, he had already received his last warning, Trace.
No, that was for Trace.
Yeah, that was for Trace.
Yeah, Trace Jingler. Trace Jingler. Who the fudge is Trace?
It's your last warning, Trace.
Trace Tingler. So, look.
That's horrible.
Those are off. You can tell from there. You got one warning. No more, Trace.
Trace. Guy's been the manager for two seasons.
The look on Tommy Pham's face.
Was he like looked like, over?
What? Who's Trace?
Who's Trace? Look, I'm not mad if he gets run. I wasn't really mad if he doesn't. I mean, do we think it's going to change much, especially when Doug Eddings is so dug in against you? I'm fine. I'm a Tingler homer. I get it.
Look, I look at it this way. I don't think Skip Schumacher does what he does without the express authorization of Jace Tingler. And I think Jace knows that it's going to mean a lot more when someone who's never, ever been ejected goes out there and loses his mind on the umpire and said, Skip, why don't you try this one today and just go out there and give him an earful. Well, I mean, if you're Doug Eddings, you know Skip Schumacher's a great guy.
Yeah.
Eddings has been an umpire for a long time. How, you know, you get this Jace Tingler at, you don't really know him that well. He's been a manager for a season.
He knows Skip.
He knows Skip. He knows Skip doesn't really argue. He knows Skip has been a respectful, you know, by the book player and coach for his entire career. If you're Doug Eddings and Skip Schumacher is screaming at you, you are humiliated out there. You know, I must have been so awful today for Skip Schumacher to be out here doing this. I think it carries a lot more weight, actually, than Jace Tingler going out and doing it.
Skip out there telling him that he has effed every one of those guys and pointing at all the guys that he screwed with his calls was amazing. I thought Jace did the right thing, but I also thought Skip did the right thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Part of me thought maybe Jace was like, Eddings wants me to get
run. He wants me to get run.
If I don't, if I, it's not going to give him the
satisfaction. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. He wants me to kick dirt and throw bats and everything else. Now, I don't know how he held it in because, I mean, God, I know I got thrown out of a ton of games in my life, right? And I hate that. I hate the, if you miss a call, you miss a call. But the, I'm going to stick it to you, it was so obvious. It was so obvious.
We'll continue through the weekend with more thoughts. Yesterday's game, that really was a nightmarish game for the Padres. Plus, as you teased earlier, our show outing on El Cajon Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday night with Ben and Woods and Paul and the wives and Corey and Molly. Get to that next on 97.3 The Fan. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.